There we are.
And we're recording right now.
There we are, boys.
We got a camera. The camera.
Finally. There it is.
Looking up at you.
Somewhere over there.
And that's if we can figure out how to combine these together and put them on here, because we are technologically retarded. Kind of.
Technology illiterate.
Yeah. Retarded.
Tips to drop tomorrow, according to the laptop.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Dude, you know how these weathermen are. They've sabotaged.
I don't get it, because it was like 70, 75, 76, 70, 68,
37. Dude, it was 60. Like 32 one morning.
Yeah, it was freezing the other day.
Yeah, 2 or 3 days ago, I went to eat with this woman that quit, because she wanted to like eat with like everybody, because she'd been working here forever, and like she put her 2 weeks in. We went over there to Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Dude, by the time that we got out, I was wearing shorts and a fucking jacket. By the time that we left, dude, it was so fucking cold and the wind was fucking blasting. And I was trying to wear just a t-shirt and shorts today, but I had my jacket with me. I kept having to put my jacket back on today because the wind just kept fucking blasting hard as it could.
Jeez.
I wonder if we're going to get
a chilly wind today, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It was chilly this morning. It was a beautiful morning this morning. Everything was just kind of dewy, and that cold breeze and that sun was out.
Yeah.
Ugh, I just stood out there and stared at the pond.
We got out early as fuck this morning. The earliest we got out in a long time. That's why I texted you and was like, I'm probably going to get off at a decent time today to be able to come and do this.
Yeah.
Because we left the terminal. I always get there early, but we usually don't leave like 8:30 or 9 o'clock.
Damn, you don't start driving until that late in the morning.
But I show up at like 7. Like, get my truck loaded, you know, go through it, make sure everything's all where I need it to be. And then, but this morning, we were good to go at like 7:40. I was out showing, dude, I delivered to this one dude today, 8 o'clock in the morning, and it was a direct signature. So this dude fucking, I knock on his door, his dog start fucking barking, all that shit. He comes outside, he's like... Like, you just woke up, and I'm like, I need a signature for this. And I thought it was so funny that I woke this dude up out of his sleep. It was like 8 a.m., dude. I'm like, I need a signature for this. He's out here. Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir.
Donald Trump.
Yeah. It's funny. Garrett, how was your week?
God. I don't even know where to start. 6 to 4:30, Tuesday through Friday.
That was your first week of it, wasn't it?
No. I'm on my third week.
Working on my third week. It's been that long already?
What are you, Tuesday through Friday?
Tuesday through Friday.
10-hour days?
Yep. That's not bad at all.
That's
6 to 4:30. I kind of like it, but...
There's no better schedule than that, dude.
7 to 3:30.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but you got to work Fridays. Or not Fridays. You got to work Mondays.
Yeah. Or do the 6 to 2:30.
That's a better shift.
Oh my god!
In my opinion, six to two thirty.
That's why I want to get my CDL and just become a trash truck driver. They work like 5 a.m. to like 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Just going and picking up.
Hey, you could get a job down there at the transfer station.
Fuck the transfer station! I'm trying to drive a truck.
They have yard dogs.
No, I don't want to be a yard dog. I'm trying to be solo captain of the ship. I can't have a boss, dude. I'll just get fired.
Down the hatches, lads.
Dude, especially since working at FedEx, I don't think I could have a fucking boss no more. And, like, work with people.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it for almost 5 years now, and I'm like, dude, captain of the ship. I'm out there by myself all day. I'm literally doing whatever I want to. I can't fucking have coworkers
stick to a schedule.
And if somebody's, like, my overhead, and they're, like...
Micromanaging
shit. I'm gonna be like, I'll just leave.
That's the type of shit that happens at the county.
Oh, dude, fuck those people. I said that not Gary, dude.
Sorry for the guys that I work with.
Yeah. Nah, I think it's just one of those things. It's
some people think they're big dick swinging.
Big dick swinging. We live in the smallest county in Georgia.
I know.
Okay, so we've got the least amount of funding. We've got the least amount of manpower, the least amount of, and there's a lot of road work that goes on in this area, but you know, the people just sit down there in those offices all day with nothing better to do.
Oh, like the dudes that send him out to like go do something.
Yeah, they just get so bored. Yeah. They may as well micromanage every facet of the job. Just to make them feel like they're justifying their job because they know that they're just sitting in a fucking office all day.
God, I hate people that sit in offices. Dude, speaking of people that sit in offices, those people at FedEx, dude, they think that they fucking run that place. Mm-hmm. They're always trying to well, I don't ever hear it because they always bring it to either my dad or Robbie. Like all the paperwork and yeah. You need to do this, you need to do that. And then you get a battle with FedEx corporate and shit. I'm glad I don't have to deal with that shit.
A corporate department can ruin a company that fast if it's if it's managed wrong. But if it's done right, it can be a huge factor
in growing your business. But I've always said, dude, who's making the money for the company?
It's who's doing the job.
Yes.
Of what that company promises.
I'm the one out here putting the packages at people's places, dude. And these people want to come in here and try to say shit about your job. It's like, motherfucker, I pay your salary, dude. Sit in your fucking air-conditioned office and shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And get paid for it. Get paid for what I'm doing for the fucking company. Sorry, FedEx. I didn't mean that.
That's if you want to live any kind of life, you have to be willing to sacrifice just a little bit and understand that capitalism works in a certain way, businesses work in a certain way.
Or you could do what we're doing and say, okay, I'll deal with this for now, but I'm going to start a podcast and I'm going to try to blow this motherfucker up. And if it does, fuck everybody then.
That's the goal. That's the goal.
And we won't have a boss no more.
It's just going to take a long fucking time.
Allegedly. I'm going to post some clips from this on TikTok and it might just blow up to the fucking ceiling. It might.
I still don't have TikTok.
Because I got TikTok.
Still don't have TikTok.
I don't even think you can get it now, can you?
Or you can. Okay. You can.
For 2 days they done that shit where it was like you couldn't.
It was like a day. It was literally like a day.
And if you didn't delete it, you got to keep it.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing that they did with, was it Vine?
Yeah.
Vine deleted? Same thing? Yeah, Vine's gone. You can't even get Vine. The only app in my lifetime that I've seen be extremely, extremely popular and get banned and taken out of the app stores entirely, and if you had it on your device, it made your device worth thousands of dollars.
Flappy Bird
was the only app that I've ever seen actually get eviscerated.
Well, that was just because that Chinese dude was like, this game is causing people too much pain.
Well, there was kids killing each other.
No fucking way.
There was violence that was coming because somebody would beat somebody's record and they would just shoot them. There was fights. There was murders.
I wonder if that's why that dude Ricky died in high school.
Flappy Bird?
I remember in high school, that dude Ricky allegedly shot himself, but he was hanging out with that one dude.
What was his name? Tyler Sullivan? Was
that his name? And that dude like killed cats and killed like animals and shit.
He's in prison. Apologize, I said his last name, but it's okay. He's already incarcerated.
Yeah. I wonder if he just shot that dude Ricky.
Probably.
Now that I'm looking back,
I had known Tyler for a short while. I wasn't close to him or anything. I just knew of his existence and knew who he hung out with.
Same.
Through Preston Merritt.
Yeah.
And Preston Merritt, he wasn't. I said his last name again. There you go.
I'm having a hard time not doing that.
I ain't said that yet, dude. And your daddy's the one to tell you.
I know.
Dad was the one that told us not to say the last.
It's not us. It's not us, Garrett. It's him.
I know.
It's me.
We're safe.
It's a hard habit to break.
Show your hand on the camera.
Look at that.
Look at there. There's the hand story.
What is it, episode 2, 3 for the story?
I think it's episode 3.
Yeah, episode 3, the story. That's why it's like it. Anyway, Tyler Sullivan.
Waving with my...
You already said it, dude.
I'm going to edit this one a little bit.
No, don't edit it.
Just put bleeps on it.
No, dude, just send it out there. Nobody's listening anyway.
Good.
We have another beer.
Another one.
Sure.
For the gullet.
Maintain anonymity from the camera.
I knew him through this other dude. I took them home. Him and that. He was like kind of heavy set back in the day. the dude that he was hanging out with. And I remember his. We got to his house and we were planning on smoking weed. And
Allegedly.
Yeah. And we got there and all his weed was gone and his mom had smoked it. And him and his mom got in the funniest argument I've ever fucking heard in my life, dude. He was like, "Mom, you smoked all my fucking weed. What the fuck?" And she's like, Tyler, it's okay. And he's like, "Dude, this is bullshit. I bought it." And I was like, "All right, peace. I'm leaving."
We'll
in that
see.
In that fucking lemon ass Lexus that I drove. That piece of shit. I just pulled off down the street and just left and back to my house.
You know what I remember from that car?
What?
The brake lights.
Did they ever work?
The bubbles. They were just so bubbly. Yeah, no, they didn't work.
I don't think they did.
It didn't work.
Dude, that car had like 220,000 miles on it. I drove it for like 8 months. And me being 16, that's the one car I didn't total that I drove whenever I was like 16, 17. Yeah. I totaled my mom's like brand new Nissan Altima, ran head on into somebody.
Jeez.
I remember that. God, I remember that.
Yeah. I was like hurt for like a week.
Yeah.
I couldn't like hardly move. And I blamed it on that dude. Allegedly. Well, I didn't total the Durango. I just rear-ended a Jeep in that one. It's still running to this day, dude. That Durango, 2002. My dad bought it brand new, 31 miles on it, and it's just still running to this day. Can you get a classic tag on that?
Yes.
It's probably.
Yes.
2002.
Yeah.
It's a 20 years, right?
Yeah.
The same thing with the 97 and the 98 up there on the hill.
Can y'all get classic tags for them? And you pay like super cheap.
Yeah.
Tags for them every year.
Yeah. Tags in Coosa County is on like $25.
They shouldn't be taxing actually us. It's like 20.
Number one. They shouldn't be taxing us for these fucking tags anyway, dude. 1776 will commence again.
I agree.
I mean, what the fuck, dude? We pay for the roads, we pay for all this shit. Now we have to pay to drive a fucking vehicle.
And Obama.
So hit us with the old, you have to have insurance on your vehicle if you want to drive it.
Yeah.
So, think of it this way. I've explained this to you. It's funny. Think of it of y'all were paying me.
Yeah. Because you work for the county.
Because I work with the county. Y'all were paying me with y'all's taxed money, and I'm paying myself with my taxed money.
You're getting taxed twice, dude.
Yes.
That's fucked up. I was just talking to my dad about this, too. I was like, so if mine and Jesse's podcast blows up and we actually start making a ton of money, I was like, what do you think I should do? He was like, first of all, you're going to need to start using your grandmother's address because the state of Georgia is going to rape you on taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, yeah, you're right, because I'm probably already going to have to pay them like fucking $2,500,
$3,000. Income taxes.
And the state of Georgia takes them, Tennessee don't.
Nope.
So I was like, he was immediately like, well, that happens. Go ahead and go use your grandmother's address, because the state of Georgia is going to rip you, dude.
Send the check to this address.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I think there's a term for that. Tax fraud?
Tax fraud.
George Washington would appreciate what I'm doing. He's on the $1 bill.
Well, you know, it might all get a little bit better if we were to become a Commonwealth of the UK.
Dude. I can't believe
that. What a mess that would create.
Dude, and Jones, day one, dude, immediately was on that shit. Was like, no. He hit him with the old Piers Morgan line, too. So anyway, for people that don't know, Trump might make a deal with the UK to make the United States a commonwealth of the fucking of the UK.
And he would need congressional approval first.
And probably all that shit. But anyway, that shit's fucked up. And that's what me and you have been talking about. It's like, he'll do one thing that's like awesome, and then next week you're like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
It's like super confusing. And then Jones was immediately like, 1776 will commence again if you try to do this. Which I agree with Jones, dude. Why? And you know, Canada and Australia are both commonwealths. They're like, And you've seen how locked down they got during COVID. And you know the UK was trying to...
is still getting hit pretty hard with that kind of mess.
Yeah, dude. And people, like, showing up to people's door. Like, cops are showing up to your door. Like, look at what you posted on social media. We're going to arrest you for this shit.
Now you have a minimum 1 year jail sentence.
Because you posted a meme. You
posted something offensive.
That's fucked up, dude.
It's retarded.
That shit won't happen here.
Retarded.
I tell you, they would have a...
Ooh, is that wintergreen? What is that, straight? Oh.
It would be a fucking splattering.
Do you want some?
No.
It would be a fucking splattering, especially in the South. But I don't think the police down here would do anything about it. Anyway.
I've had that thought ever since that I became sentient in politics and the way things work and these arguments that we've had for years about taking our guns and taking away our rights. And take.
You know the UK would try that shit?
They're going to rely on what two things to do this. The military and the police. Who populates the military and the police?
Patriots.
Patriots. Yeah. Okay. It's the small ones that are the dickheads that get talked about on the TV. The majority of the force.
And what we were the weed right here. The corporate probably part of the fucking military and the police are probably like, you gotta do this. If you don't do this,
you follow orders or else.
Yeah.
And that's going to turn the police forces and the military against them.
Yeah.
Because they know why they're here. They know what's right. And they're not going to go against the American people because, guess what?
They're patriots.
We might fucking outgun them. We don't have jets and JDAMs, but come knocking on doors.
Dude, you're going to get fucked. Especially in the South, dude. They get cooked. Up north, they're cooked. There's too many guns. It's like that Japanese emperor that said, you can't invade America by land because there's a gun behind every blade of grass.
Blade of grass.
Dude, that's
behind every blade of grass is an American with a firearm.
Dude, that shit's the most badass quote of all time. Especially by somebody like an enemy or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hell. It's true.
And we got two gigantic oceans separating us from the rest of the world.
Well, except for Alaska and Russia.
Dude, they wouldn't even try.
You can almost see Russia from Alaska.
Remember when we were talking about that? There's like two people probably on watchtowers with just binoculars.
Just staring at one another.
Yeah.
That's something I want to bring up. You know this funding that we've sent to the Ukraine?
You mean to the military industrial complex? Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, Texas Instruments. BlackRock's the one that's going to get paid to rebuild that, by the way.
See if you can find it. They're building a resort. You know, on the other side of Ukraine, they're building a resort.
Yeah. And then there was that influencer the other day, too, that super hot chick that was like, she was like, this is my school and it was blown up. This is my hospital and it was blown up. This is my church and it was blown up. And then somebody just goes, and it was just her on a yacht in a bikini. Like 2 seconds, because she was like some kind of wartime influencer for Ukraine.
Seems to be affecting your life pretty rough.
Yeah. And she's not even out here doing shit, dude. All these dudes are out here. Dude, did you see that one Down syndrome kid they had in the trenches?
No.
Dude, they pulled this Down syndrome kid and just drafted him and put him into the trenches against Russia.
Yeah. Drafted him and everything and just said, here, go play in the trenches.
There's no doubt in my mind that Russia is a formidable opponent as far as their firepower and willingness to go to war. But your people can only have so much strength.
That was a Ukrainian Down syndrome dude.
Oh, it's Ukrainian. Russian?
Yes. That's how many people they're having to draft. And like that's all they got left.
Okay.
Because they've been wiped. Ukraine, dude.
Well, if you listen to the propaganda, you're under the assumption that Ukraine is winning on tenfold.
What propaganda, dude? They're full of shit. Everybody gets called out every day.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's been like, oh, Ukraine's winning. Ukraine's winning.
On Twitter, they're getting splattered. It's a total splattering, dude.
Does it? I don't scroll into that genre of news very often.
It just shows up on my algorithm. I see a bunch of death and shit.
Yeah.
So they show me just Ukraine just getting splattered, dude, on Twitter. Like for example, that Down syndrome kid. I was like, dude, they're literally having to like drag people off the streets, throw them into vans just to draft them into that war. And did you see that woman that was that woman with her baby stroller and the dude was with her, and they were just walking around in the park. Dude, they come rip this dude from his family. And it was his wife and his kid, and his wife's like, stop, don't, like basically saying like, don't take my husband. They throw this motherfucker, these two dudes in army outfits, throw this dude in the van, gone.
Now he's off to the front line.
Yep, just the fucking meat grinder. Just getting killed. And why, dude?
That's a catastrophe.
Can they not make a fucking deal?
They've tried, allegedly, about 15 different times.
This dude Zelensky out here playing the piano with his dick. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, my God.
Dude, have you not seen... Dude, he used to be a comedian, Zelensky.
He's an actor.
Yeah, and he used to be... He went on that show. It was like the American Idol or like something like that of the Ukraine.
Yeah.
And he has this one act where he's like basically dressed like a tranny. And he's playing the piano with his fucking dick.
It's all a joke.
And now he's a fucking president of Ukraine, well, dude.
I say it's all a joke.
And everybody wants to take him fucking serious.
They're trying to add theatrics to distract from what's actually going on.
And then goes into the fucking White House and goes, you guys need to give us more money. Dude, go fuck yourself and fuck your other country. I don't give a fuck about nothing but America.
Well, that's what Trump told him, essentially, yeah. Wasn't it?
Basically.
You're not being very nice. I think it's all a mess. It's just...
I don't even know how we got off onto that whole Ukraine
I don't either. But it's a prominent topic in the world, and you read about it, and you try to ignore it because it shouldn't be happening in the first place. You know?
It could have ended under Biden, because Biden, right whenever it started, Zelensky and Russia had like a deal made to like what land Russia was going to take and shit.
Yeah.
And Biden sent the president of the UK down there to say, smash the deal. We're going to give all this money. Instead, we're going to go ahead and fight this war, and we're going to have to make a ton of money for the military industrial complex, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin. We're going to send them a ton of weapons. Funded by me and you, the taxpayer. That's what Eisenhower said. He wanted the military industrial complex. He was like, this is companies are always going to want to make more and more and more money for their shareholders and for themselves.
The companies that make weapons.
Yeah. And what do companies with weapons, they're lobbyists. They're going to lobby all the politicians to say, hey, we need to be at war so we can sell these fucking guns. So anytime, like, and it's so eye-opening to me whenever it's like, the only thing that the Democrats stood for during that Trump's like address to Congress was, we sent all this money to Ukraine, and that all the Democrats stood up and clapped. Everything else, even the kid with like cancer, they didn't even stand up and clap for that kid.
It got the honorary role as a Secret Service agent.
Yes.
Yep.
The only thing they stood up for was basically the funding of the military industrial complex, was us sending money to Ukraine. Dude, I'm way too deep in this shit. You
couldn't make that any more blatantly obvious.
Dude. And that means every single one of them are getting paid. Like, all their campaigns are getting
massive
paid.
Massive kickbacks.
From Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, Texas Instruments, all these people. And Boeing. Don't kill me. That's why I always hated that woman. Who was that woman running against Trump? Carrie Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, massive, massive amounts of money from Boeing. Because they're in South Carolina, and she's from South Carolina.
God.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
It's a mess.
All these people are just getting
it's
paid.
It's like a ball of yarn. You can't look at it and find the end of it.
Dude, and what's it called? So, you know, Eisenhower, that's what I was trying to bring up. He's the one that warned about the military-industrial complex and was like, this is going to turn into something.
Fuck it. Play the clip.
I don't want to pause it.
Jamie, look this shit up.
I know. Jamie, pull this shit up.
Pull this shit up. Look it up.
Pull this shit up, Jamie.
Nah, I'm good. We're good. We need to have all this shit like pulled up before. We're trying to figure
it
out.
Well, you don't know you're going to talk about it till it's...
Yeah, just pull it up.
Nah, we're good. They know what I'm talking about. Look it up.
Do your own research.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I got this all from YouTube.
YouTube educated, huh? Got a YouTube diploma?
I got my
YouTube university.
YouTube diploma.
I've got my master's in YouTube and a secondary degree in Spotify. I'm basically a PhD at this point.
PhD? pretty hard dig.
Dude, I came up with something hilarious for Matt and Shane's secret podcast. I was like, if we ever make it on there, I'm going to have to bring this up immediately. I'm like, dude. So, you know, it's great that me and him are on here, but I never thought I'd be on the male same-sex play podcast. You know, MSSP. They would probably fucking die laughing at that shit.
There has been a podcast I've been watching here lately.
Watching or listening?
Both. Watching and listening.
Holy shit. Go ahead.
What?
And then I'm just sitting here rambling. Go ahead.
And it's called Unsubscribe. These guys get, like, you know the YouTuber named Nico?
No.
Ian Maliava?
No.
Oh, no, sorry. That's Tennessee's quarterback.
I know where your head's at.
And Rocky Top, you'll always be. These guys served in the military.
Yeah.
All the guys that, or the two main guys that run the podcast, and then they have, like, you know, Angry Cops, the YouTuber?
No.
You don't know Angry Cops?
No, I don't.
Look up here. Angry Cops.
No. Here, dude, we ain't looking up shit right now, man. We don't have a Jamie.
And
we could turn this around if you wanted to, but
yes.
Look, all the cables and everything.
Let's just do this one, see how it works. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do, and they're hilarious. They are the, like, I die laughing at some of the stuff that they do. They get absolutely plastered during these podcasts. They have Angry Cops. He's a guest on there. There's another guy by the name of Nico.
Ian Maliava.
No. Oh. He starred on there. And the podcasts are like 2.5-3 hours long.
Well, yeah, you can't have a podcast any, you know, a 30-minute podcast just doesn't work.
Dude, there's this lady that posts 7-minute podcasts.
7 minutes?
War Mode was talking about.
And that's like the YouTube shorts of podcasts.
She's just on there just talking about, just exposes like all like the new Epstein shit and then just ends the podcast in like 7 years.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing I wanted to bring up.
Oh, no.
There's
Hold on. Can 80... we pause? I gotta pee.
Yeah.
Jay, you ready?
Going to the camera.
Yeah.
Look at him. Pausing in three.
Okay, I'm good.
We got it figured
okay,
out.
Okay.
Editing required.
Yeah, dude, there's going to be a ton of editing in this.
I'm having a New York strip steak tonight.
I had my finger right here trying to click play, dude, above the fucking play button. It's totally fucking
nothing
missing.
Was happening.
Yeah, I watched his finger and he just went,
okay.
Yeah, I was trying to press it harder.
So, what is it?
With the pyramids?
About these massive pillars that go 2 kilometers deep into the earth.
Dude,
under the pyramids.
Me and you just had a conversation about that shit, too. About how old is human life? How long have we been here? Are we a species of, like, with amnesia? And then within 1 week, the greatest... Dude, and within 1 week, the greatest archaeological discovery ever just happens. I wonder, Jones thinks it's like an electrical grid of some kind. I don't know.
They did find coils.
Yeah, like
along
coils.
The pillars.
So you think it was like some kind of energy thing?
I'm under the impression that the pyramids were some sort of power generating equipment. Look at the way that they're built. They resonate within perfect harmony. It generates a field of vibration. And I feel like whatever it was built on top of, an aquifer, or...
You forget where it was built to. The longitude and latitude?
Yes.
Is the speed of light?
Yes.
So, and now that we found the coals underneath it?
We found all of that, and I feel like if it was built on top of an aquifer, because it seems like somewhere in my head...
Ley lines?
You need, in order for it to work and do what it was built to do, you need water because you need to generate steam because water is an extremely good electrical conductor. So you need water, and I feel like just years ago, the aquifer may have just dried up, and we couldn't. Or this is all Old Testament shit. Stuff that you hear about in the Bible that talks about how the angels came down and taught men how to use metallurgy and the sciences and the stars and space. And what they taught them, the powers that the angels already knew about, because they had pity on mankind. And they started laying with the women. They created the Nephilim, which were the giants.
Yeah.
And that was all, like, before the flood.
And the giants built it?
Nah, well, anything's possible. If you're going to look at it from that
point of view. Well, those rocks came from a quarry, like,
500 miles away.
Yeah, 500 miles away.
500 miles away. So you've got these unearthly beings that are more powerful than any human could ever. That's why we don't really understand it. That's what I think. And that's all pre-flood. Well, the flood happened because there had become a darkness, a sickness on the world. These people knew too much. And they were after God. Tower of Babel. They were after God, trying to build a tower to heaven. So he scrambled their languages and sent them to every far reach of the planet. Like, no, you can't come to me. Your feeble minds can't understand. Flood the place. That's why everything we ever find is buried. Imagine the whole planet floods. Well, what floats in water? Dirt, sand, shit, trees, everything. That's why we're finding these ruins in the Amazon that are just buried. Some even buried intentionally. Like, people built them and then buried them.
Yeah.
Because all the what's it called? Göbekli Tepe.
Yes, that's
what, huge. What's his name? The scientist that...
Randall Carlson?
No, Randall Carlson's one
Graham
of them.
Hancock.
Graham Hancock. He's got his documentaries on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, this is all, like, pre-flood. We've only got recorded written history for the last 2,000 years. That's why it's the year 2025. That's how long we've been keeping up with
allegedly,
this shit. Allegedly. Because allegedly. I can't bring myself to believe that the Earth is billions of years old, because what can happen in 100 years?
Dude, I don't think
say what could happen if we've only got, you know, the Bible's what? Says the Earth is around 6,000 to 7,000 years old.
I have no idea.
What can happen in 4,000 or 5,000 years?
Dude, look at what's happened in, like, the past 30 years since the internet started.
That's what I'm saying. Who's to say that 4,000 years ago...
You know, that's what I was telling you about last week with, like, the ancient... No, we're like a species with amnesia. Do you think that we build up these great societies and then we get hit by a meteor or, like, Yellowstone blows up and we all die out to, like, 100...
And it's only those that are living...
Yeah, like 50, 60 like 50, 60 people left total in like the whole world, and they got to rebuild it all again, and then we discover all this old
shit.
You start
from nomads. You start from people that are living off the land.
That's like that island off of the coast of India.
Yep.
Those people that like shoot those arrows at all
the uncontacted tribes. The only way they've been contacted is a plane flies over, takes pictures, and they come home with 500 arrows in their plane.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of people that would have to restart it, because they're at the far reaches of the globe, on islands, on, you know, maybe they
like
just
Hawaii.
Happen to be living in the mountains and lived.
Like Hawaii, where Mark Zuckerberg built his bunker.
Yeah.
So I guess.
Well, so you start with these nomads that live off the land, and they have very old beliefs and ways of life.
Well, didn't Mexico City... That used to be like a huge civilization even before we came here. Christopher Columbus came here.
Yeah.
And now...
What was the Aztecs, and there was another one.
2012, the Mayan calendar.
Mayans.
Yeah. So like we came here, or Columbus came here from Spain, and didn't the jungle just absorb basically everything? Down there,
if you let nature take its course, it's going to swallow everything. But you got to remember,
that's
because they also brought a lot of sicknesses.
Yeah, we accidentally gave them all of our
everything
shit
that they weren't ready for.
Yeah,
stuff they were immune to.
Sorry, we're nasty motherfuckers.
Yeah,
so yeah, I don't think we meant to do that, to be honest.
Well, it was an unforeseen consequence of exploring the world.
Yeah, and we didn't even know about sickness or nothing.
You know, well, I mean, look, all the sicknesses started to breed in cities because everybody started to live in cities.
Yeah.
Well, now you've got all these people. Plumbing wasn't a thing.
Oh,
there was just shit in the streets. You know, you're just...
Like
you're
piled this, up, like huge just things.
Yeah, you're in this environment.
Why didn't they
dig
a hole
in bacteria all the time? So your body, the way it was built, is meant to fight that stuff off.
Yeah.
okay, so all these people living in these big cities are fucking immune. It's just nasty.
And you know, it was probably ass trying to get in a old wooden riggedy ass boat and just going all the way across.
Because people starve, people freeze.
And shit, dude, dysentery, shit in your pants, throwing up.
I mean, drinking salt water, trying to stay alive.
You finally get here and you're like, and your body's, well, your immune system's probably overpowered. Because it's been going through all that
survival
shit.
Survival of the fittest.
And you get over here and these people are clean. They're living off the land. They're killing buffalo. They're farming, you know, doing all
as
that good shit.
As far as they're aware, there's not really any sickness that goes around other than a fever.
And then somebody like Mary, you shows up like, hey.
Sup.
Heard y'all got spices. Oh, man, that woman showering naked in that lake. God damn, I need that right there. And then you accidentally kill everybody.
Everybody's dead. You go, everybody's dead because they didn't have the antibodies for the sicknesses you brought with you.
God damn.
Jeez, yeah. But yeah, going back to the Mayans, talking about 2012, the
calendar.
That calendar has got to be so old, they couldn't fathom a time so far away as 2012. They just like, this is an unforeseen.
They had mapped out the stars and everything.
They had everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Way back on astrology. I wish we knew that. See, all this like hidden history shit. And we think that, like, we know everything now, but, like, back in the day, you know that there's so much shit that, like, we don't know about the past.
There's so much shit that I think we could learn, but the problem is we're too self-centered as a species. Because if you start looking at, you know, if we're going to start getting into space.
And everybody's trying to just keep moving forward. Like, literally, the past doesn't mean shit. Everybody's trying to keep moving forward. Yep. Like, for example, that funny thing I sent you the other day, I was like, about quantum computers and then combining it with AI. It was like, the monkeys made the rocks conscious, basically.
The monkeys made the rocks sentient.
Yeah. Interdimensional now.
Interdimensional now, yeah.
Yeah, because, what is it, like the O1s on like this computer, you gotta wait for the computer to do 01, 11, 0001. That one's like, they can be... like the quantum computer, it can be 0 or 1 at the same time, and they think that they're pulling shit from other universes here to be able to like solve it,
because increase its computing power that fast.
And that reminds me of do you remember that experiment where they made two holes, and if you don't look
at the double slit experiment,
the double slit, where if you don't look at it, it'll make a like a wave, like a waveform pattern. Mm-hmm. But if you look at it, it'll go 1, 1.
That's
one,
the
one
theory of observation theory.
Yeah,
observation theory.
And then that also, and then whenever I've seen that shit and like learned about that, I was like, so the power of the mind must be real, because
the fact that physical matter on a microscopic level is capable of altering its behavior just because we are aware of it.
And, like, looking at it.
That freaks me out, because that...
That means your brain is...
Sounds like a computer system.
No, it isn't.
You know what happens in a video game?
When
you turn your back to a building...
It disappears?
It disappears. It's not there. It doesn't exist. It's not there. It's not rendered. If you look at it, it's rendered. There it is. You can walk up to it, physically touch it. There was a lady that I listened to on a podcast. She was talking about, if you're driving down the road and you just look out into a field and see a tree, there's kind of a slight chance that tree, if you could touch it in that millisecond, your hand would go right through it. Because the atoms have not... You're too far from it for the atoms.
You're outside of the render distance.
You're out, it's there. You can see it.
Yeah.
But the atoms haven't recognized that you're close enough to interact with it.
Yeah.
So they're not going to change their behavior. They're just going to keep sitting right there. And then if you get close enough to it, they go, oh, he's looking at us.
And they go deeper.
And then you walk up to it, and it's just a tree.
You can go deeper with, like, all this stuff we're seeing anyway is just light coming into our cornea in our head. And if we're looking at that, like, atom that changes its shit, I was just trying to talk about, like, the power of the mind. Like, if you try to manifest something... it literally like happens every single time that you try to like manifest it. It's like you're able to just gear your own reality over time if you do what you're like actually gonna like go out and do.
Yeah. If you actually commit.
Like commit and go do
and look for the signs. Look for the synchronizations.
Dude, the synchronicities are crazy, dude.
It gets a little nuts sometimes.
Speaking of, me and Jesse just had another one. Shout out War Mode, dude. Posted as soon as we paused
it. Talking about the pyramids. And there it was. They posted one talking about the pyramids.
Yeah. And JFK.
I didn't look into that.
I haven't yet either. I just know that the CIA and Israel done that shit because they wanted to keep going to war. Because about JFK, the military-industrial complex again, they wanted to go to war with Russia, and they had Cubans trained already to go fight the Cuban government, or whatever, like rebels, I guess, like Cuban rebels, like ready to go fight. They had them weapons and all that shit, and JFK was like, no, what Stop. The fuck? Like, and that was the CIA, like, what do you mean no? And he's like, no, we're not fucking doing that shit, because we were... At that time, that was the Cold War with, like, the Doomsday Clock was at, like, 1 minute.
And the they were like, furthest it's ever been.
And they were, like, trying to go to war with Russia. Could have ended the world, but JFK was like, no. And the military-industrial complex said, you don't have a head anymore. And just like they're doing now with the old, the weave right here. Shout out to Ukraine, dude. You guys are fucking gay.
They are causing some significant problems to the people that really don't give a fuck.
Dude, quit wasting my tax money on fucking Raytheon and Lockheed Martin, dude. You guys are fucking faggots.
I'm not buying planes, and I didn't say my money could go towards building planes.
But Doge is doing some fucking wild shit. I don't think that...
Taxes are a scam.
National Park Rangers, man. I don't mind paying them, man. Elon Musk, why the fuck did they fire National Park Rangers?
They're firing National Park Rangers?
Yes, he's fired a couple National Park Rangers.
Well, now, hang on. I did see a story where one of them got let go, fired, allegedly. And
I heard this on Tim Dillon.
She only had, like, 10 reported days in office. Like, she didn't do much.
This is from Tim Dillon. Like, they're trying to get rid of, like, a bunch of, like, national parks people, and I'm not for that shit.
Well, I'm not for that either.
I like the national
parks. I enjoy
parks.
My national parks.
We got
parks.
One right here.
Well, Taylor's Ridge right here is just a WMA.
Wow. No, I'm talking about Chickamauga.
Oh, Chickamauga. Well, yeah, that's a state park.
That's a damn battlefield.
That's a state park, I think.
It's a damn battlefield, dude.
I don't know. I know we got Chattahoochee, Cherokee.
Yeah, and then Blue Ridge is probably like an entire state park
around here.
Like,
then we've got the Chickamauga.
You know, thank you, Roosevelt, for making those a thing.
Yeah, Theodore. The man in the arena. Dude, I love that fucking little fucking speech he gave about the man in the arena.
I don't think I've heard it.
You haven't?
Mm-hmm.
You need to hear this shit.
Because
this is legendary.
Theodore Roosevelt.
This is going to be the first thing we looked up on this YouTube account at all, so our algorithm's about to get started. I wonder, we should only look stuff up on this computer while we're talking, and we could see what algorithm it fucking creates.
There we go. The holler algorithm.
This one. I can't hear it.
I can't.
I can hear
it. You can hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Because I can't.
The poorest way to face life is to face it with a sneer. There are many men who feel a kind of twisted pride and cynicism. There are many who confine themselves to criticism of the way others do what they themselves dare not even attempt. There is no more unhealthy being, no man less worthy of respect, than he who either really holds or feigns to hold an attitude of sneering disbelief toward all that is great and lofty, whether in achievement or in that noble effort which, even if it fails, comes to second achievement. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again. Because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions? Who spends himself in a worthy cause? Who, at the best, knows in the end the triumph of high achievement? And who, at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly? So that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat.
God!
That's a good one, isn't it? Have you ever heard that?
Chills. No, I've never heard that.
That's a good one.
That's a phenomenal.
Dude. Oh! I'm telling you, dude. Man, I lived off that shit.
Sensational. Loved it. Gave me chills.
That's why you, I've always felt like, dude, especially like doing this, I was like, dude, I'm sure we're going to fucking do this podcast. Not give a fuck. Because if we don't do it, just because we're pussies, then we're just not, we're never going to know anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if we do it and if it fails, hey, who cares?
Here, I can hear that.
We fail by daring greatly. Garrett, did your, what is that shit called? Stimming.
Wow. That was a good speech.
Yeah. That's why you gotta send it every time and not give a shit. Whew. That's how Theodore Roosevelt was. You know, he was born like a real feeble kid, and like they said he was gonna die by like the time he was like 6 or 7 because he didn't do nothing. His dad was the one that told him. He was like, well, Teddy, or Theodore, you weren't born with much of a body, so you're going to have to build one, you know. And then he ended up climbing that huge-ass mountain. He went to war just because he wanted to go to war. And then he went and navigated and fucking mapped out the fucking Amazon, like in Brazil and shit. He'd like done all this awesome-ass shit, dude. And he also done the national park shit. Theodore Roosevelt's a real good dude to look into.
I seen a quote about Theodore one time, and it said, "Death had to take Theodore in his sleep because he had he been awake, he would have put up a fight."
Yeah, that's just sick as fuck, dude. And that speech right there, that's my favorite probably speech of all time from history.
That's a good one. That was really good. I had never
heard. And it like really inspire you to be like, I need to fucking at least try it, even if it fails.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself.
We failed while we were daring greatly, because we're the fucking men in the arena. It is what it is. At least you tried.
At least you tried.
Gah!
That's a good one. I like it. What are we moving on to? What are you doing, Garrett?
Sitting there.
Just sitting?
Oh, yep. Consciousness, dude. It's like, where does this even come from? And what even is this? How are we here, Jesse? Does this even make sense to you? That we're just three people sitting here trying to do a podcast. And how did this all, and like the butterfly effects, the butterfly effects that it had to happen for literally this situation to happen is unbelievably insane, dude.
I refuse.
Do you know,
like, chalk up our existence?
The 0.001% chance that this right now is even happening is like crazy as fuck to me. It like always reminds me.
If you're going
to
look at it in the time frame of our lives, yeah, it's kind of nuts. Just in our lives.
Just in ours.
Just in us right here.
Because I could have went to a different school. I could have done all this other shit.
The butterfly effect, you know, there's several things that had to happen a certain way for this to become
reality. We didn't even have the same classes together, and we fucking met in lunch detention. You gave me a piece of paper that said hyperliter. Whatever numbers
NBD after. Exotic yeah, 29.
Yeah, NBD Exotic 29. You weren't even hyperliter yet.
Nope.
Yeah. And dude,
how I walk home after.
Now we're here.
Bro's gamer tag on a piece of paper, and it's just a knot in full armor walking. Did you see that, man?
You hand bro a piece of paper with a gamer tag on it. Now here we are, here fucking we years later from sixth grade doing a fucking here podcast. Dude, just the fucking. Dude, it like breaks my mind that like
how I think it's supposed to. I think it's supposed to.
Dude, shit like breaks my mind every day too. It's fucking crazy. And then you like think about the theories that are like, there's a better chance that you're just a brain floating in a vat that's hooked up to electrodes than you actually are in real life. Like shit like that, that is what kind blows of stuff my scares mind.
Me to think about because you know obviously. I know
somebody could just come up with a wooden baseball bat and just smash the vat, dude.
I know nothing about the true origins of our existence or our consciousness. And I don't think we're supposed to. I think, and the only way that that is even justifiable to me is it has to be intentional.
Yeah.
We were created in a certain way to where we didn't know everything. Because there's something here that we're supposed to focus on that's more important than knowing everything.
But what is it?
In a short one word answer, peace.
Everybody has their own purpose too.
Everybody has their own interest, their own strive, their own motivations. And all of those motivations and strives and ambitions and dreams all lead to the same goal universally with everybody. They want peace and quiet in their life.
Not everybody.
Maybe not everybody.
Because you got people like Don out here just beasting, dude, through the controversy and all. And a lot of people, like Kanye.
Some people have to put up a different fight. They feel like they need to put up a different fight to reach the goal that they need. Because what's he going to do after this term?
And then also Kanye West. Me and you both already know what he's doing right now. He's got the flooded out swastika chain with the damn KKK outfit on. He's just out here raising hell.
As an animal. I don't know. There's just a sense.
He's got it flooded out on both sides, dude.
Order and chaos, they're not separate. You can't have order without chaos. So I feel like the elements of chaos is people like Kanye.
Yeah.
He's part of the chaos side.
It's not even catching on either, and he's just still
doing
it.
He's just still just. And everybody's like, what are you doing?
Well, they attacked that dude. They did attack Joe. Well, they always attack Joe. But Joe and Ian Carroll about saying that obviously that Jeffrey Epstein was Jewish intelligence Mossad. Why do they get so mad whenever you call them out? They're like, you can't say that, but if you call out some fucking white dude, it's all fair game. But if you call out the fucking Jews for some shit,
well, they're like, it's open season on white, straight Christian men.
I know.
It's open season.
And it's racist to go to the gym, dude.
You're a Republican if you go to the gym. You're right wing. If you care about
you're a fascist.
Personal health, you're, fitness.
You're a fascist Nazi, dude. You're a fascist if you want to get Nazi. Jacked. That's ridiculous. Now pull up Ronnie Coleman, Jamie. Dude, I don't think that dude was a fascist Nazi. That dude's jacked.
It's a crazy, crazy world we live in.
And I wonder if it's just... Dude, it always seemed to me like a small amount of people got like the most say on the Democrat side. Because the Democrat side right now is in shambles, dude. They are in like the lowest they've ever been. There's no way that they can win. Ever. Like almost ever again at this point. They're getting just their fucking neck... stomped on.
They will.
By the other side. I don't know how. Well, in like liberal places, but. And then all the liberals are moving here too, which is weird. Because everywhere I go to deliver, they're all from like Maine, California, Oregon, Washington, all these other places. I'm like, why are y'all all moving here after you fucking left where you came from? Don't come here. We do not. It's not fun here, people. from if you don't if you're not already from the South, don't move to the South, please.
It's a virus.
Don't move here.
Once the host is dead, they have to find somewhere else.
Dude, it ain't gonna happen. The South still has kind of like its aura about itself. From even from the Civil War, it's still like the same. We still got the same like aura of like, look, you come here, do the right thing, mind your own business, and do what you need to do, and you're good to go. That's all you got to do down here.
Fuck around
and find out.
And find out.
Yes, sir, dude. That's the way it fucking works. But yeah, and you see all these like homeless people in like California, New York. Like, have you seen the videos of them all over Twitter? Like, there's homeless. They don't give a fuck. But as soon as Xi Jinping from China shows up to San Francisco, you're going to clean the whole fucking city up. Gavin Newsom, you're going to suck his ass.
Well, dude, if you're going to have guests, you clean your house.
Dude, fuck Gavin Newsom. I know he said that.
That's what he said.
Dude, what a pussy. His whole fucking state burned down, and he starts a podcast, dude. I don't think that's your job as governor, you fucking pussy. I think he has more important shit going on than interviewing people on a fucking podcast, dude.
The whole shit. If you're gonna be running one of the largest states in America with, you know, quite a few people, you would think that you would need to be off doing something a little bit more important. We talked about that last episode, didn't we?
Dude, it just pisses me off, dude. Brian Kemp sits in Atlanta and he shuts his ass up and he tries his best, but he also takes my fucking tax money. Why don't Georgia pass a law where it's like Tennessee, we don't have to pay that shit?
Well, it does have benefits, I will say.
Like what?
Personally, I like to deer hunt. You know how much a deer hunting license in Georgia is for one full year? Big game, migratory birds, small game, fishing.
So it's for everything?
Everything. $55.
What is it in Tennessee?
If you wanted to go up to Tennessee, buy an annual license, migratory birds, your turkey stamps, your duck stamps, big game, small game, all that stuff, it's about $300.
But we live on the line.
What do you mean?
The Tennessee-Georgia line.
Yeah.
So you could just finesse the system. Look, this is
if you're an out-of-state resident trying to get a hunting license in Tennessee, it's about $600.
I'm just saying you could try to finesse. What? This is tax fraud and tax evasion that nobody here is doing.
Allegedly.
No, this is not alleged. I'm not trying to do this. Anyway, on to a different subject, dude.
We're not about to. We can't stay on taxes too long. The podcast will have to be cut short.
Yeah, either that or we're going to have to cut this whole part out because we live right on the line of Tennessee.
We're right here. We're 15 minutes from Tennessee. All right. We are, at least.
And like 15, about 25 from Alabama.
Yeah.
Right there in Bryant.
Yeah, see, you're closer to Tennessee than we are. All you got to do is go out the end of Battlefield Parkway and hang a right.
Dude, not even that. I go down Cloud Springs Road, take a left over there by Westside.
Yeah.
And I'm there in like 2 minutes. In Tennessee.
There you go.
My grandma lives in My grandma lives in Tennessee, dude. I'm just going to start using her fucking address. Fuck it, dude.
How many millions of people in this country do you think do the exact same thing?
Exactly. And then you got these people out here that are on disability that are so fucking fat that they have to go on disability.
Disability and unemployment.
Because they can't work because they've ate themselves into just oblivion. Have you ever seen My 600-Pound Life, dude?
Yeah.
Those people are fucking on disability.
Yeah.
And it kills me, dude. I'm like, why is my tax money going to help you, dude?
You still love that fucking doctor, though.
Dude, he would give a fuck, dude. Because
those ladies would come in there, whoever was in there. I just remember this one clip. It was this lady. She's like, if I'm not eating anything for this amount of hours, I'm gonna starve. And he's like, you're not gonna starve, you're 600 pounds.
Yeah. Dude, that dude did give a shit. Dude, and they're always, dude, I hate how much they act like addicts. Like the fat fucking people, they act like addicts, dude.
They're a victim. That's the victim.
They're a victim, and they act like
they're a victim to the system.
They're a victim, and they act like it's nobody else's fault. Or they act like it's everybody else's fault
except theirs.
And then you see them pulling up to the fucking McDonald's and ordering like 16 fucking McNuggets, four Big Macs. Yes, like, yeah. Dude. And you're like, dude. And then they get home and they're like, I don't want to tell my significant other that whenever I'm going out, I'm actually going out and doing this. But, dude, these are these people that are like grown-ass adults. It's like it blows my mind because whenever I was a kid, I used to think I was like, I'm going to be like irresponsible forever. And then like now I'm like, dude, how can people be older than us? And like our age and older than us, how can they be so fucking irresponsible? And like they won't take acknowledgement for their own fucking actions. Be like, hey, I fucked up. Like, how can people that are our age and older than us not literally be mature enough or like in their brain to be like, look, I fucked up. It's my fault. I'm gonna take blame for it. I'm the one that fucked up. I'll try to fix it, okay? It's my fault. And these people, they won't even like take, what is the word for that? Like, they won't even like take the blame for it. Like, I don't know what it is, but like, I hate people that won't just take the blame for like their own actions. Because every time, no matter what, if I fuck up, if I do something stupid and I fuck up and it hurts somebody else, I'm always like, look, that's my fault. I'm going to try to fix it, all this shit. Like, it's my fault. I don't mind. I'm not going to try to lie to get my way out of it. Like, why do people do shit like that, dude?
We lucked up. We had a couple of families that raised us a certain way and taught us a certain way. That doesn't happen these days. It's not very common. Everybody's kind of just off in the matrix.
And they try to lie off and get the their matrix. Way out
Nothing's
of it.
Nothing's their fault. They only live and do and take what's given to
them.
Oh,
and you
they
know
take.
That their parents are like, you can never do no
you
wrong.
You can never do it. You're a princess. You know. Yeah. That's, you know, being raised the way we were raised is not common these days. You have to have somebody that understands what life is in this country and, you know, this world, this existence, whatever. What's going to lead you, ultimately, down the path of happiness? You need to understand that you're not perfect. You're human. You're going to make mistakes. You have to take acknowledgement for those mistakes.
And at least own up to it.
Learn from them. Learn from them. Apologize when you need to. Stand up for yourself when you need to.
Exactly.
You know, move through life in a way that you reduce the friction around everyone else. But everyone else knows that you've got your shit together. So that involves a whole slew of shit. Take care of yourself. Keep yourself clean. Monitor what you say around other people. Keep yourself under the radar. But if somebody tries to attack you, be able to stand up for yourself.
That, and I'm just talking about like people that will like do something and then like try to get away with it. And then whenever you confront them with it, they're like, oh, I didn't do this shit.
Manipulation.
All that shit.
Narcissists.
Well, not even that. It's like say you crash a car. Or like you make yourself 600 pounds. And then you try to, because like making yourself 600 pounds is a perfect example of like how some of these people are. You make yourself 600 pounds and then you want to blame everybody else for why you're 600 pounds, dude. Are you kidding me? It's your
fault. It
doesn't
make sense, does it? It does not make sense.
It's like totally doesn't make sense at all. It's like the perfect example of like why people, I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, look at us. I know that at one point in my life, I got big enough that I wasn't happy with it. I took responsibility for it.
And I was like 140 whenever we graduated. I was a little scrawny, little fucking pussy.
It's like if you have the mental capacity to acknowledge, I screwed up.
That's shout out to like Joe Rogan and shit, though. Too.
Well, you start to learn.
Yeah, because I don't think my dad or like anybody that's been in my family would have told me like, hey, gain weight and then start lifting weights. Nobody would ever tell me that, but Joe Rogan, I started like, well, I guess we just started learning about shit and it's like, hey, it's healthy to go out and actually try to make yourself the best self, like your best self that you can be. And if you fuck up, take
responsibility for it.
Just sometimes you take L's. It is what it is, dude. You gotta go in your brain and move on.
Whether I'm lacking or loafing or losing.
I'm taking L's, dude.
We all do. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's gonna have.
You ain't never gonna be
perfect. W's in the bag for days, you know? It doesn't happen. You're gonna make mistakes. You're gonna screw up. You're gonna say something.
Do you think it's like people can't look at themselves in the mirror and be like, hey, we're fucked right now. Here's what you need to do. Instead of blaming everybody else, here's what we need to do. Well, also, that brings up the fact that don't like only 33% of people have the internal monologue?
I don't know.
You know that little voice in your head that talks to you? Yeah. There's only 1 out of 3 people have that.
Really?
Dude, you can look it up, dude. There's people out there that don't have that little voice in your head. They're just going.
Literally existing.
Like, just straight up going. They don't have that shit in there. Dude, and
could you imagine? Well, actually, if you try to imagine a life like that, it's not that surprising that they are where they are.
And there's a lot of people that are like fucking idiots.
Fucked.
Yeah.
Retarded, like drinking lead paint type shit.
And like, they like blame everything on everybody else.
Everything's not their fault. And yeah. It's like, what? Dude, that would make a lot of sense.
We might have just discovered something, dude.
If that's the case.
We discovered this, not anybody else, dude. This is scientific
discovery. If that's the case, I wouldn't be surprised at all if that... To see the way people are these days.
Yeah.
Because like, you look at it and it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense because I carry myself in a certain way.
Because you got that little voice in your head that's going like...
Yeah. I carry myself a certain way. And then I see people that have no utter regard for anything they say, do, behave, the way they dress, the way they look, the way they eat, the way they... And it's just like, how can you do this to yourself?
Dude.
Because if I eat, you know, too many slices of pizza, I feel fucking terrible. And I know I don't like the way that makes me feel. I'm going to avoid that.
Yeah.
And just keep going this way. You know, cheat every now and again. Yeah, because nobody's perfect. I just had pizza yesterday. First time in a while. But it's like, how can people just constantly absorb the shit that's around them, and then still blame everybody else? It's like, you're the one. You're in control of your own actions.
Dude. And it makes sense that it would be... They don't have that little...
They don't have a voice. They don't have conscious.
Yeah. Like where they look at themselves in the mirror and go, dude.
Yeah. Get a grip. They just live in a bubble.
Yeah.
And partly to blame would be technology. Social media.
Scrolling on TikTok, eating eight slices of pizza. And then also the liberal left that's like, you're perfect the way you are.
Yeah, regardless. Doesn't matter. From the moment you're born to the moment you die, you just live in pure pleasure and you'll be perfect from birth to death.
Dude, that's the whole thing about emasculating the men in America, is they want everybody to be weak so they can take us all over and just hold us underneath their fucking thumb. I hate that shit so much. And every time... I might just be a rebel at heart. I mean, probably that's why I'm Irish, dude. Rebel at heart. Every time that they say some shit like, this is what you need to do, I do the opposite. Or it could just be some with authority. I have a massive problem with authority. Like, it's...
Mine's contextually.
No, mine's... Like, problem with authority for me is like... At this point in my life, it's maxed.
If
like,
you're, well, yeah, well, let me correct.
If somebody like tries,
if you're not in my family,
yeah.
If you're not in my family, then I'm going to question you. Why do you want me to do something like this? Why do you want me
And you know the Democrat Party's always like, dude, you got to do this. We're going to take care of you. We're going to send you money. We're going
to
take care of you.
They don't want you to be self-reliant. They want you to be reliant on
And them. Then speaking of like corporate people, they're like, you have to do it this way. There's no other way to do it.
Like, why? What if I discover a better way to do it?
Exactly. That was like whenever I told FedEx, they're like, you got to do some, it was some bullshit where they were like, I don't know. Let's just skip that because I got in a huge argument about that. And anyway, and I think that's probably why I fucking am just a goddamn truck driver now. Because I'm like, dude, my problem with authority is so fucking bad. I'm telling you, dude, it's nasty, dude.
You never would have lasted in the military.
I would not have. Well, they would have probably whooped my fucking ass and kicked me out.
Well, let's be frank here. The military would be a completely different situation.
They would have whooped my ass and kicked me out.
If you're joining the military, you're joining the military because you want to, and you've already made the decision in your mind that you're going to allow
either
them
that,
to speak to you and do to you what they're going to, because that's what you ultimately want
to
do.
Yeah, because that's what I wanted to do. Either that, either they would have kicked me out, or I would have became the greatest soldier of all time. I would have just been like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
So whenever I want to do something, it's just, I go full retard.
That's where that word contextually comes back in. It's like, depending on the situation,
that was
I
like,
can either accept authority or disregard authority.
It that's like what you were telling me the other day. You were like, so we started this podcast, and then next thing you know, he just all showed up, dude. It was just all right here, dude. Everything we fucking needed, make it perfect. And you were like, you were the one that just showed up with all this shit. And I'm like, Jesse, dude, whenever I want to do something, my retard brain just goes, we're doing this. We're doing it. All right here.
Now here we are with a full setup.
Yeah. I'm telling
talking
you.
Talking shit.
I can't control this fucking thing, dude. It just fucking, I tell it what to do and it just goes, all right, that's what we need to do. Calculate as much as I can. It's all right here.
See, I'm on the complete opposite end of the spectrum.
Because especially, and it relates to like whenever we were doing like zombies, Easter eggs and shit.
When you really set in and start to do something.
You're like, okay, we're doing this.
You know the steps. You know the way you need to handle it. You know what you need to do. And you're going to do it in the most efficient way possible.
And then the one that gave it, there's two that gave us the most trouble. That was Garrod Crovey. That was a fucking battle of a day.
That was a monster.
It reminded me of what we done at Terminus. Because remember, at Garrod Crovey, we done the same thing we done at Terminus. We done it, we attempted it twice and we got further each time. And then we were like, all right, let's take a break. Got back on at like 3, 4 o'clock. And we were like, all right, this is it. And that third time that we done it, after waiting like 2 or 3 hours, we just crushed it like it was nothing.
Crushed it. Beat it. Done.
But those first two attempts, like especially that first one, dude, it's a battle, dude.
You got to fuck up a couple of times.
Before to like get good at shit.
You figure it out. Yeah. There's a formula behind everything. Formula.
There's a formula, and then they always say that shit about you do something over and over and over again, you're gonna keep getting better at it. And then by the third attempt on both of them, basically we fucking crushed it. I think Garrod Crovey might have been like the fifth or sixth.
It's crazy how you can take a video game we played in our childhood and apply it to real life as far as the way you're thinking about things.
Yeah, because if you do anything, you're gonna get better at it.
Anything that requires mental effort.
Yeah.
To think about. You can just about apply that to any aspect of life. The way you're handling your career, the way you're handling your family, the way you're handling yourself, the way you would handle a video game Easter egg.
It all applies to real life.
You've got to look at it in a certain way. You know, just, okay, I'm going to fuck up a couple of times, but at the end of the show, everything will be all right. We'll get what we wanted. We'll get the dopamine hit.
That's what was funny about it. It was both times that we had trouble with something, it was all morning from like 9 to 12, and we were like, all right, we're taking a break. Back later. Hold on. I wonder if you've done the same shit I did, where I was like, I'm just going to think about this. I know we can get it next time. I wonder if our subconscious was the one that was like trying to figure it out, like did the little, like, you know, like, yeah, like, or like the old computer noise, dude. Would it be hilarious? Yeah, like trying to, yeah, dial up, trying to figure it out.
Loading bar, yeah.
And then we show up for like 4:30 in the afternoon. Bring it.
Let's do it. One attempt and it's over.
Yeah. And it was quick, dude. Both times it was. It was like, all right, we got it this time. Me and you both just ran right through that shit.
Dude. I fucking love it.
That shit's fucking
crazy. What are we at?
1:15. You want to end it?
That's up to you.
We're done? We can end it.
All right.